This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace, when he said, "Those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back." Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Might want to check out our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. Of course, we're on Red State Talk Radio, the talk monster for all of the world digitally. We are the number one digital provider of talk radio in the nation right now, number one by far. Anyway, so we come out of Washington, D.C. That's where we emanate from, and we're really happy to have you with us. We really are very, very happy to, of course, have along with us those that actually do participate behind the scenes here on Agenda 21 Radio I guess you would say, our citizen journalists. We really do appreciate your participation and all the things that we put on in terms of what we do here in terms of news and information comes from, well, pretty much our citizen journalists. So we really appreciate you. We also want to point you in the direction, of course, the new California state movement. It is moving along quite nicely. Every day we get closer to statehood. And so we welcome your participation there. You can go to newcaliforniastate.com, check out all the recent information, check out the calendar, all the updates, things coming to you. Now, of course, the more and more communities and organizations are being able to step up and start booking us for conversations, town halls, and more organizational activities. You have a lot of things to go on just to create the state, but we're well into the process, and a lot of people might not understand that, but I just want to make sure you do learn about it so you can understand exactly what's going on here. Anyway, so like I said, welcome aboard. We got a lot of things going on. So first of all, if you didn't get a chance to see it, I saw it. I was really, really happy to see for the first time in a long time a rally by the President of the United States. And I know that the attendance issue was an issue. And, of course, the major issue behind the issue, of course, was voter tampering. Yeah, interfering with a race, a political race, and interfering with, I shouldn't say voter tampering, but I guess you would say clearly interfering with the political race is it's a crime. It actually is. And, of course, that's exactly what they were saying, that there was interference going on with Donald Trump with Russiagate. And, of course, that's been proven to be completely false, drop-dead false. And one of the many coup attempts. But anyway, yesterday's speech and everything by Donald Trump was absolutely superb. Even though there was a lot of people that were doing the TikTok business, they were trying to steal away the tickets, if you will. I guess it all started in South Korea, as people we've been hearing about this now, and it started with teenagers, if you will. You just kind of question how that whole thing worked out. And of course, why were teenagers being exhorted to do those kind of things and to interfere with an election? And, of course, they were. These are serious things. And I know that William Barr is going to be taking this up. So it's just kind of like, wow, where's the election interference? Was it Donald Trump or was it Ocasio-Cortez? Because she seems to be one of the prime organizers behind this whole TikTok incident of diverting tickets and all that stuff. But according to the Trump campaign, and I totally understand this because I used to do ticketed events and things like that, hundreds of them. I'm so driven by it. I've got the ruts up my back about it, these kind of things. But I saw immediately when I was watching it, the crowds outside trying to get inside, and I saw the problems that they had at the stations. I saw the problems that they had with the testing. Everybody was being tested and everything, and saying Donald Trump had said at one point that it was all being slowed down deliberately. And I think that, I don't know if that was a good thing, but obviously we're trying to protect ourselves from the COVID virus, right? Yeah. It was pretty obvious that they were creating strangle points when we're talking about the protesters who came in. Protesters came in and they had to bring out the National Guard, which, of course, they brought out the National Guard. And when they did, they, they took care of business as they needed to, except for around the stations, the entrances to the stadium. And I think that's to the box or whatever it was called. That was pretty problematic at that time, and I think that's really where a lot of the people were left out and couldn't get in. And it was very problematic, like I said, and this is all by design, all by design. So anyway, his speech I thought was spot on. I thought it was excellent. I think that in the future they're probably going to take a look at what they're going to probably do. Just, I think you got to get the base built up. I think you have to kind of start slowly. I think it would have been a surprise to everybody if it was a packed house and without problems because of the COVID virus. And there were, but the other part of it, though, which has been now brought to light, is the involvement of Ocasio-Cortez, a sitting member of Congress, deliberately interfering with the election of a presidential candidate. And it's very, very obvious. She's out and proud, strutting her stuff, that she orchestrated this thing with the kids. Now, that brings me up to another point. I was on the on one of the national radio shows, Dave Janda's, yesterday. And what really disturbed me the most out of this, besides the obvious, and Dave brought this up, of course, the election interference. But the big thing that really bothered me the most was the use of kids. And we're seeing this more and more by the left. It's the left that seems to be charging out with the children in front of everything. And these children were children, very young, some of them elementary age, that were being manipulated to use their computers, to use their handhelds to collect votes, or excuse me, to collect tickets to get in to see the Trump town hall, or excuse me, rally. Now, this is very problematic for me because I think when you're coaching children to interfere in an adult activity such as an election, I think we have problems. And I think the use of children has always been off limits. The children of presidents and candidates have always, even by the media standards for the most part, except for Donald Trump's children, of course, and Barron, have for the most part been sacrosanct. They just don't go after them. But here we have a situation where you have a Democratic Party that in order to gain votes, get votes, or stop the vote, see, you have to see this interference here as an attempt to stop the vote, to interfere with the vote. What about mail-in ballots? Interfere with the vote. You see, their tactics are to stop the vote, prevent the vote, do anything they can about the vote, because that's all they have. They have nothing else, ladies and gentlemen. They have absolutely nothing else. And, of course, therein lies the problem for them. Therein lies the problem for them. Anyway, we're going to be talking about this in the second hour with our very special guest, Newt Gingrich. This will be one of the things that we bring up with him. He's got his new book out, his new book, Trump and the American Future. I did get an advanced copy of it. I tried to glance through it and spend about 45 minutes glancing through it. It was a very, very interesting read, and there's some very interesting things that relate to New California vis-a-vis Mr. Gingrich's book, so we're very eager to talk to him about that. And, of course, talking to him, I think he's about one of the world's greatest, best historians. I really do. We really do differ on a lot of political ways with Mr. Gingrich. I do anyway. But he's very, very solid on the historical facts, and his telling of history is always spot on, absolutely spot on. So we're really happy to have him with us. And then in the third hour, we're going to have Kelly Sadler, former advisor to Donald Trump, on the campaign. We'll be talking about this whole situation in Tulsa. So stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops
pops on.
If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Yeah, you don't want to miss the second hour. All the way from Rome will be Newt Gingrich, former Speaker of the House here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to be talking about his new book and, of course, about the circumstances that Donald Trump finds himself and we do in our nation right now. And we'll talk a little bit about the local responsibilities, about what's going on in the states. What's going on in the states? Bad report card from Democratic states primarily today. And listen to this. This is just so stunning. Absolutely so stunning. You just have to wonder how bad this can be and get. And of course, the lack of leadership and responsibility for safety and so on like that in these cities is just kind of like over the top. And what we have is a situation in the big cities, Seattle, Minneapolis, and of course Chicago. Another shooting gallery over the weekend. I got a report this morning. I still don't believe it. I have to believe it. It's from AP and Fox News and others are reporting it. Those are, again, they're not our citizen journalists per se, but it's an unbelievable number, staggering. I hope you're all sitting down for this number. This is the latest over the weekend that we have. Now, I think, as I recall, we went through this. We had a couple of people that were reporting to us from Chicago Live a couple of years ago. You may remember this. And they were talking about the shooting gallery, basically, and about how we actually had a police officer, one of the law enforcement agencies, that came on the show and spent about a half an hour with us telling us about what's going on in Chicago, in the gangsterism that's just was replete. And, of course, a lot of this is brought to you by your cartels that were coming up from Mexico. Mexico, right. And so you had Bloods and you had Crips and you had Sorrenos and Norteños and MS-13, the whole, all sorts of cartels that were flying up there, or, well, flying in the sense of driving fast cars and trucks and so on, cruising up the Mississippi and used that little heart, that little artery in the middle of our country. But cartels were sweeping in at the time, and of course that was their biggest thing, is these cartels were just taking over the city. This is under the siege of Rahm Emanuel, and of course every weekend there was just a continuous uptick in the number of people that were shot and killed and wounded. So today, we don't have those sources right now. We could call and get one from another neighboring city, but this number that I'm going to read you right now is just absolutely staggering to me. And again, they report, apparently, from what I can recall from that earlier reporting, that at some point this afternoon, which will be Monday afternoon at some time, they're going to have more of a final figure as they kind of like count the dead from the streets and check the hospitals and see who survived. But right now, this is what the number that we have. This is the latest, and reporting at the bottom of the hour, is 99 people shot, 8 dead in Chicago alone this weekend. A 3-year-old girl killed and a 13-year-old girl killed of the 8. This is your town. This is Chi-Town. This is Chicago. Right? This is Chicago. To me, it's absolutely stunning. Absolutely stunning. And so that we start at Chicago. We can go around the horn. There's other towns too. And of course, Memphis, we're going to talk about here, or Minneapolis, we're going to talk about here in a second. But in Seattle, in the cop zone, another one dead, one injured. Apparently, now I've got to get some clarification on this. it looks like one dead, one it could be as many as two dead, right? In Chicago, or excuse me, in Seattle over the weekend in the Chop Zone, Chop Chaz, right? Chop Chaz, we're gonna call it Chop Chaz or Chaz Chop. I think I like Chaz Chop better because everybody got associated with Chaz, and then they changed it. Of course, they want to confuse you, just like all good communists and socialists do. We want to change the name and confuse you, so they call it Chop, Capitol Hill, something or another. This is what we had. Oh, now I'm sorry. I stand corrected. I stand absolutely corrected from this number that I got earlier. This is from Fox News, and this story is 3 hours old. It says it was last updated 3 hours ago. So my news is way off here, according to this now. It says major cities in the U.S. reported bloody weekends amid increased calls to defund and disband police departments in the wake of George Floyd. Chicago recorded, now this is what they're saying here, that there is 11 killed and 67 wounded during an outbreak of violence, according to Fox 32. Including, this is the 3-year-old girl and a 13-year-old girl. So the teenage girl was home Saturday when she was struck in the neck from a shot fired from outside. She was pronounced dead at Stroger Hospital. CBS Chicago Chicago reported that 8 of those shot were children and teens, and 4 of them died. 4 of them died. Unbelievable. The 3-year-old was with his stepfather at about 6:30 p.m. on Saturday when he was struck in the back. Witnesses told the station that the gunfire came from a blue Honda. Great. Says tears are out. It just goes on and on and on. Investigators in Seattle are looking into a deadly shooting at CHOP, the Capitol Hill Organized Protest Zone. There you go. That resulted in the death of a 19-year-old male. Council member Kashama Sawant, there you go, who represents the neighborhood, reportedly said in a statement that there are indications that the shooting could be a right-wing attack. Sure. Says it reached out to her for more information and details, but did not immediately get a response. No motive has been confirmed. Police also investigated a second incident late Sunday night in the protest zone. And this is one of the things I heard about a little bit later, or about 2 hours ago, actually, as I woke up from my slumber, right? It says that this one, the police went in, and of course, I'll give you, they don't have it reported here, but I'll tell you what I remember. The police went in to try and get the shooting victim. This is a Chop Chaz, or Chaz Chop. And The protesters in Chaz Chop would not let the police get to the shooting victim, which I was left with the impression that the guy was going to bleed out. Not too sure what the police did. Did not hear back about what the police did. Says in Minneapolis, they had one death and 11 injured. This is like giving out the weekly death report from the Vietnam War. Some of you Vietnam vets remember all that, and if you're from the 60s and 70s, you remember that. They had to have started over here on the sidewalk. Anyway, they go into the whole detail about that. Do you believe this? It's a shooting gallery. The shooting drew the attention of Ilhan Omar, a Democrat from Hawaii, who tweeted, "It breaks my heart to see another senseless act of violence in Minneapolis. Our city has been through so much, and we must promote peace by putting an end to gun violence." Okay, girlfriend, how do you do that? I know, defund the police. And make sure that people that are legally and lawfully can have a constitutional right to carry an arm, right? Keep themselves armed. You know, follow the Second Amendment. Those people, oh, we don't want to do that. Well, they don't have any Second Amendment right here. We want them to become the targets for the criminal. The only people who have a Second Amendment right station in Minneapolis and apparently in Chaschop and Chicago are the criminals. That's okay. We'll just eliminate the police department, right? More chopping of the Chaz. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. It's kind of interesting. We're going to have Newt Gingrich on the show in the next probably 30 minutes or so. We're going to make sure the connection. We have to connect the dot, literally, from our studio in Northern California to Rome. That's quite a dot to connect, isn't it? So I feel pretty secure in our systems, and we will do that. But it just isn't it amazing technology today, what we can do? It really is. It's really fascinating. And what's going to happen in the future is a big question. And here to answer this is something that we could probably find out from Newt Gingrich, because Newt Gingrich Newt Gingrich is going to be on our show. I said, like I said before, he was also on earlier this morning and talked a little bit about China and Bill Barr. There's two really big things going on right now, if you haven't caught up to this. And that's the book by John Bolton coming out and being released. And this is it's turning out to be a book that everybody thought on the Republican side, it's really going to be condemning of Donald Trump. And, of course, on the Democrat side, all of a sudden we figured out that it's just as condemning of the Democrats. And so everybody's kind of like, wow, you know, how did that whole thing turn out like this? So this is something that it's almost like a kiss your sister thing. I know that's just a bad visual. I get that. I totally get that. But that's exactly what we're talking about. It's a situation where he's come out very, very negatively against the Democrats as well as Donald Trump. So it's kind of like a zero-sum game here. Anyway, this is Bill Barr. We'll talk about this.
The economy. And so what's at stake is the economic opportunity of our children and our grandchildren, whether we can continue to be the technological leader of the world. The Chinese have embarked on a very aggressive program during this time of stealing and cheating in order to overtake us. They've stolen our intellectual property. When they steal our secrets about future technology, they're stealing the future of the American people.
There you've got the Attorney General as he appeared yesterday on Maria's show. Let's bring in Newt Gingrich, Fox News contributor, former Speaker of the House, and author of a book comes out tomorrow. It's called Trump and the American Future. It's a good one. There's the cover right there. Mr. Speaker, good morning to you. You know, as the Attorney General detailed right there, that has been China's business plan for quite a while. If you want to do business as an American company in China, they're going to shake you down for the secrets. How do we change that?
Well, they also just steal secrets by using cyber attack. They have an entire unit of the People's Liberation Army just outside of Beijing, whose only job is to steal American secrets. So the former Director of National Intelligence under Obama, Jim Clapper, said at one point they steal about $500 billion a year. Mm. That is, they steal more in secrets than all the sales we make to China combined. I think the Attorney General is right, but he left out one thing, which is if they get to be the technologically dominant country in the world, they will dominate the world. We're in a contest now with a totalitarian dictatorship, the Chinese Communist Party, whose specific goal is to dominate the entire planet by just sheer mass. They have 1.3 billion people. If they can also have the most advanced technology, it'll be very, very hard to deal with them. And I think this is really a matter of life and death. In fact, I have an entire chapter in my new book on Trump and the American future, which talks about China and the threat from China.
Yeah, and it's real. And Joe Biden just a few months ago says, come on, man, the China's not a threat. We can eat their lunch. Remember that. He's now the nominee, according to reports.
Well, you see, there's my point that we've been talking about with China, and certainly because China has a big-time influence with what's happening with New California and with what's happening with California right now. That's what's the problem. And, of course, the whole situation is becoming quite clouded at this point in time because China is on the brink of war against India and also against Pakistan. Isn't that interesting? And last night, our Chinese expert, which is Chris Street, he's a good friend of Peter Navarro, who advises the president, of course. Chris Street was saying that what happens when you have collapsing economies, such as what you have in China right now, they do what communist countries do at moments like that. They go to war. This is what happens. This is what totalitarians do. And, of course, they're now starting up a war against, apparently, India and Pakistan. Why would you start a war front? They're fairly well armed, and they're nuclear armed, India and Pakistan. And see, you've got three nuclear combatants going at it. So, I mean, that's a big fear. Now, of course, there's always the fear about what China's going to do against us because of all the trade wars, that so-called trade war that we have. and what position do we have with them in terms of how they're reacting? We already know what they've done because they saturated us with the COVID virus. They did not protect us from the COVID virus, and by the time it was really learned, and now, by the way, we're finding out more and more and more. You know, I mentioned that it was clear to me I had the COVID virus back in January, and everybody knew that, and everybody was talking about it, but the bottom line to it is that the COVID virus hit me, really, I know that I got it in December, and I know that other people that were around me in my circle of influence who did have it, and there were a number of them, they all pretty much got it in December, which begs the question, if I got it in December, I got it from somebody who certainly must have gotten it from November, and they got it from somebody from October. And of course, you have to kind of go back and think in that fashion, and again, based upon incubation rates and things like that. So now they're starting to question, and they're starting to look at the data that was coming out of Wuhan, and they're saying, "Oh, wait a minute! You know, this thing started really a long time ago, and it's been circulating around the world for a long time, and could have gone back as far as are you ready for this? As far back as May of last year." And, of course, things were not being protected or checked in China at the time. The virus was spreading rapidly. They talk about the number of deaths. And, of course, isn't it funny now when you go to this Hopkins map and you start to see the death rates and so on? You know, China only has 8,000 deaths from the COVID virus. That's how many they started off with. They just have never had any more people die, right? Of course, they don't report statistics. Now, of course, it's over 100,000 Americans have died, yada, yada. And can you trust the numbers? That's the other thing. How many people had other conditions besides COVID virus that they died from or were listed as dying from COVID virus? You know, in Ventura County and other counties across the nation, we've been able to clearly out people and out these coroners who use the COVID virus. Why? Because it does go along with it a lot of money, and people don't understand that. They think a lot of money goes to the nursing homes and goes to the hospitals if you are declared a COVID virus victim. And this is one of the big problems. Of course, Cuomo has his problem with bumping up, you know, could be as many as half of the numbers he said died of COVID virus and that shouldn't have died of COVID virus or shouldn't have been listed as COVID virus or were deliberately, when they had COVID virus, placed in the nursing homes, thus contaminating, I guess you would say, or infecting others in the nursing homes to have COVID virus. I call that murder, but I know other people call it a different thing. My point is this. China consistently lies about everything. Every single thing. It lied about the COVID virus, and that evidence is becoming more and more evident about the time that they did not report it until even today. And we're supposed to believe the statistics or the data that we're being told by China or the World Health Organization? No. How about masking ourselves? Maybe we should do more of that.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Too much drumming going on in your head right now? I just have to say. Everybody says, what about the drums? You always have these drum things. You need to listen to, first of all, go identify the songs, and you'll see what I'm talking about. I'm not gonna tell you. Just listen to these things and understand. I had a lot of, changing subjects. I have had a lot of people asking about Andrew Breitbart and the death of Andrew Breitbart, the March 1st thing, the whole nine yards, the implications of when he died and how he died, of course, that's always been a big deal. And everybody said, you know, gosh, that means critical race theory and this whole, all the stuff that we're experiencing right now, Black Lives Matter, all that stuff had, is part of a plan, right? Of course. It's part of a plan, a big plan. And that big plan's being played out right before our very eyes right now. We're living the plan. How's that plan feel for you? If you want to know what it's going to feel like under a totalitarian regime, you know, come to California. I mean, right now it's kind of cool and it's always kind of be the way this is. You know, we got cars, we got the beach. Oh, I'm sorry, you can't go to the beach anymore? No, you can't do that. You know, because hot sand is bad for COVID virus. Okay. Masks are good for you. Oh, okay. But, you know, anyway, I just thought maybe I'd throw that one in for a little bit of spice. It's kind of been interesting what's going on, though, with his masking business. You know, Governor Newsom, and we're going to cover a little bit more of this in, I think, the third hour. I don't know. It's chaos today. As you know, Newt Gingrich is going to be with us at the top of the hour, and then at the third hour, it's going to be Kelly Sadler, Trump advisor also. Anyway, but we're going to be talking about masking, and, you know, come to find out, lo and behold, putting on these masks are very, very dangerous, shocking. And I believe that last week we actually had Peggy Hall on, and she explained that whole thing. We might go back and revisit that, because my point is that the governor laid down an edict, an order, and he says everybody's got to be wearing these masks. Well, the response has been less than stellar from law enforcement throughout the state of California. And I've had the opportunity to talk to numerous people in the state. I actually did a town hall Friday night up in Calaveras County. Gorgeous country. Oh, You know, and you got to love the foothills. You know, Mark Twain country, the California Gold Rush country, is just sublime. It's so historic, but no one tells the history because in California you can't tell the history about the Gold Rush. No. You can't tell the history about the Gold Rush and all the things that happened in the Gold Rush. You can't do that, you know, because the one of man's greatest migrations was everybody going west to the California Gold Rush, which created the California state. That's really what happened. See, statehood, all this stuff. And now we're coming up to another issue. Civil War. I mean, we're going to mix it all up here in a little bit with Newt Gingrich because, you know, the winds of war are in the air. Civil War like, and he'll call it and say this is the worst time since 1860, and a comparable challenge with the same time with Abraham Lincoln being elected. Yeah, wowza, wowza, wowza! Watch out when that happens. But anyway, our little dictator, and listen, there, I got to tell you, this is a sissy boy. And we're talking about Gavin Newsom. He's a sissy boy. You cannot say anything else besides he's handsome, he's all this. But, you know, he's the kind of guy that when he opens his mouth, you know, as women have told me, when he opens his mouth, the handsomeness all goes away. And, of course, if you're trying to look at him as a professional and an intellectual, you know when he opens his mouth, he's not. You know, I'd rather go out in you know, listen to the homeless people. They make more sense, and they are. They're more down to earth. Well, whatever happened to the homeless people? They're not around anymore, apparently. They've just been put underneath the... they've been brushed underneath the cars. Now, you know how you don't have a place to put the stuff that's on the floor when you're brushing it up. You just lift the carpet and put it under the carpet, right? Is that what we have done with the homeless people? Just brushed them underneath the cars? Now, I say that because if you go down to Los Angeles and you go down and see some of the streets down there, you see people living underneath cars. No joke. That's where they live. That's where they sleep. That's where they do things. I mean, they cook things. I mean, it's a phenomenal thing to see because they're homeless. Have we done that with the rest of the homeless people? And by the way, have you heard of any COVID virus outbreaks there? Huh? So, you know, it's kind of interesting. I have not heard from about COVID virus outbreaks in homeless shelters. I have not heard of COVID virus outbreaks from all the rioting that went on all during the last couple of months, last month or so. Have you? But I'm sure that from the 6 or 7,000 people that were gathered in Tulsa yesterday, we're going to have just this massive Tulsa, Oklahoma COVID virus outbreak, aren't you? I mean, shocking. I'm absolutely shocked by that, aren't you? Anyway, I just wanted to put this out here, though, but it's not really going well for Gavin Newsom and his edict because there's no law to support any violation. And sheriffs around the state of California and other law enforcement agencies, from what I gather, I contacted about 15 people over the weekend from various and sundry counties and said, give me a check of what's going on in your county. Not one said that their sheriff or anybody that they knew of were going to enforce the edict, the directive by the dictator to wear your mask. Because he came out last Thursday and said, you've all got to wear these masks. Inside and out, all the place, all over the place, all the time. Anyway, but he is a sissy boy. And the last picture I put up of him on our website, which might be the very last, is a picture of him with his mask kind of hanging down way below his nose, right at the lip level. And he's got a shirt on, a little blue shirt, and he's standing out in the garden, and he's got his gloves on, and his hands are dirty because he was doing some planting out in the garden. I know. I'll just let that settle with you, that visual of the sissy boy. And by the way, he gives an order and no one enforces it. Starting to sound a little bit like Californians are getting pissed off all over the place, especially when they know that the governor asked him to do something that might harm them. We'll be back.
protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com and newcaliforniastate.com. Oh, boy, Agenda 21 Radio Coffee. Boy, does it just help during the day. Oh, it helps 24/7, right? Interesting, we're going to touch upon this a little bit with Newt Gingrich, and that is Mulvaney. Bolton's ABC interview, a classless display, hard to watch. This is from Breitbart. Oh, this is another one. Before I get to that one, I'm jumping ahead here. I'm going to talk a little bit about this in the third hour, but I wanted to mention this in the last segment. I didn't get a chance to. It's sort of a tease. But Italian epidemiologist, coronavirus has gone from tiger to pussycat. This is an article written by Thomas Williams, PhD, who I've read many articles from him before. Out of Breitbart, it says, the once potent coronavirus has gone from being a tiger to a pussycat, according to Matteo Bassetti, director of the infectious disease at the San Martino Hospital in Genoa. This infection that was devastating 3 months ago now resembles a form of the flu. That's exactly what we've been saying. Writes Professor Bassetti, who expressed concern Sunday that retaining policies of isolation for non-contagious carriers of the virus is counterproductive and embarrassing. You see, the comment that I was going to get to, and I didn't finish up, was when I got it back in, I was contacted and got it back in December, and other people had it before. It seems to have been stronger back then and got less and less virulent as time went on, which is one of the reasons why, and again, false positives coming in for the testing because more people are getting testing. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com, and remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.